We thank you this morning for this blessed day, this awesome day, this wonderful day, a day that you prepared for us to see life again, a day that we've never seen before, a year and a time and an hour we've never seen before. Thank you for this new day. Thank you, Lord God, for Father's Day. Understanding, God, that you are our Father. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us for our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, the power of your glory, the power of your glory. Thank you for your power. It is your power that we get to stand in. It is your power that we get to walk in. It is your power. Your power. Your power. That's why we're able to sing and praise you. It's your power why we're able to live holy. Without your power, we can't even live holy. We can't even think being holy. We can't love people properly without your power. Your power. Jesus' name. Amen. But I want to, give a quick shout out for Father's Day to all the fathers out there. It's usually a day that fathers don't typically get that as honored as the Mother's Day, unfortunately, for various reasons. There's still many dads out here that knows how to be a parent to their child. Unfortunately, our culture don't get enough credit to be honored, to be cherished. And it's not always because the child doesn't choose to do so. Sometimes it's because the parent just didn't want to be a parent. But we have some good dads. And so we want to recognize the good dads. And then we want to recognize the father, who is our awesome dad. Get a surprise to see Sister K in the house. I guess everyone knew about, except for me, huh? But to God be the glory. God bless you, DCM family. God bless our disciples on Zoom this morning. God bless you all. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Amen. We got another father. Technically, he's a new father again. He got a 40-year-old son. Amen. You're going to have to claim that one. He looks just like you, brother. All day long. Don't fight that one, because I'll send you out of court myself. Amen. Let us get into our text this morning. Amen. Let's see what we have here. Amen. I have my children here. Praise God. I have my mom here. I have my auntie. Well, we got somebody named Bless. God bless you as well. Amen. So when you say Warren Roberts, that's not me. That's the other one. Amen. God bless y'all. Appreciate you all. visiting with us this morning. May the Lord bless you and multiply you and increase you more and more. Amen. Let us turn to Acts chapter 16 this morning. You have it, so say with me, say amen. And I didn't give you the verse yet because I know some of you like to read ahead of me. So I want to make sure that we are on the same frequency. I typically like to make sure that we read together on certain occasions. Just to kind of make sure that we are in sync. And I may typically go into that today. I feel like I'm under a teaching anointing more so today than a preaching anointing. And so I'm going to flow the way the Holy Spirit allowed me to flow. Let's start with verse 16 this morning. Now it happened, verse 16, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. And this she said, and this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And she came out that very hour. Let me drop down to verse 21. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Verse 22. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, sounds familiar? They threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Verse 25, but at midnight, hallelujah, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. Not only they were praying, they were singing. Oh, they didn't stop there, but they were singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there came a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. I want to talk to you from a subject in the midnight hour. Boom. You could take it. One of the reasons is I remember going into the city jail on many occasions ministering to the residents. I don't like to call them inmates. And I would go there typically every fourth to fifth Sunday in the city jail. I would minister to multitudes of men who was jailed for various reasons. And I thought about this text from when verse 23. He said they were in the inner jail. Typically, you have to understand that this part of the location of the jail was inhumane. Usually, when they put these kind of locations there are in, it's usually when a person can be a threat to themselves or to the community. And so they put Paul and Silas in this location just because they encountered a slave girl who was possessed with a divination spirit. Another term for divination was a storyteller, a soothsayer. things that we used to do or people we used to visit when we didn't know the Lord. And in fact, I don't even recall when I was in my teenage years, I would read the horoscopes and I would look for the section where it says Leo to see who I was complimenting with. And because even in those years, I think in that time, I was still looking for a serious relationship. So I wanted to know who was compatible with me. And so I would see those kind of papers each day before I go to school. Interesting, isn't it? When you don't know the Lord. In some cases, you got to be careful, because even when you know the Lord, you still would seek all the counsel outside of him. And so this young lady, this possessed girl with this divination spirit, if you notice, Paul and Silas was on a missionary journey. In fact, the Bible says they was on a second missionary. So obviously they've been there for the first time, but they encountered something they never encountered before on a second missionary journey. They was in a location named Philippi, which is even fact that Paul was even jailed in Philippi on many occasions, because some of the scriptures, he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament and he was jailed for most of the writings. You would think for most of the writings, Paul was credited to writing some of the book of Acts, but he wrote books of Romans, he wrote Colossians, he wrote Philippians, he wrote Thessalonians, he wrote all these books, but a lot of the times he wrote these books, he was already in jail. But the reason why he was in jail, not because he committed a real crime. He was in jail because he was saving souls for Jesus Christ. The crime that he committed seems to be what Paul and Silas was doing, because they was messing with the bottom line. Do you know the Holy Spirit is a disruptor? In a good way. And so Paul, it seems like in verse 16, verse 17, he was annoyed because this woman seems like she was chasing after them. That's what spirits do when you know you got something on the inside of you. They are intimidating who the God that lives on the inside of you. So they will disrupt you as much as possible, much as they can. See, which I don't understand, if the enemy is messing with you, you have to ask yourself, who are you? Not who you're not, but who are you? When the enemy messes with you, obviously you tapped into something you've never tapped into before, or you are about to encounter something you never encountered before. In other words, sometimes you don't know, and it was brought before the marketplace. In other words, the same way Jesus was brought in his marketplace, as they was going to jail him for committing allegedly healing folk. How in the world you could be jailed for committing that type of crime? That is no crime. What it was, he was a threat to society. And so Paul and Silas, you know, you got to think about his history. Paul was one of the ones who afflicted the Christian faith before he was converted. He was sending people to jail for confessing Jesus Christ. How is it that now he's finding himself in that predicament? Now he's finding himself being thrown into the same prison he was throwing other people in for confessing Jesus Christ. That's why you and I got to be very careful for the sins we commit before getting converted. Because God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, you shall reap. Oh, man. And so it was unfortunately that Paul was finding himself with Silas in this type of situation, because he cast out a spirit. Because the spirit was annoying him. They were doing what the Lord has called them to do. And here this spirit, that's why, listen, man, I'm going to tell you. And then the other reason why this scripture inspired me, because of the fact that I was dealing with a crisis for almost a week, maybe more. But it got worse with the last few days. And so only my wife, of course, she knew. I was experiencing some challenges in my body this whole last week. Even during Bible study, you guys don't know, I was actually really feel like I was going to give it away that night. but I was sweating and things were going on, and it just got worse. Headaches were just pounding after another. It was like I couldn't get no relief. And so I had a certain deadline that I needed to meet in this particular time frame. And so when I'm taking some time away, I'm still being bombarded with certain things. And so my wife and I, we had prayed because we had to go through a meeting yesterday for the Mind, Body, Soul Conference. And we just prayed. We just said, you know what, God, we want a productive day. And so in my next journey after that, I had to meet that deadline, and the deadline didn't go as well as it seemed or the way it should have went. But I heard the voice of the Lord says, don't be discouraged. Oh, man, I heard him. Don't panic. And so we going over this paperwork, trying to meet this deadline, and it just seemed like it just didn't go well. And so came around midnight. I might have been asleep. My wife, she just woke me up, and I saw her praying, and I said, you know what? I need you to pray with me on this. So we started praying. Man, I tell you what, after like 12:30 a.m. this morning, I got back on that computer, and I realized the paperwork went through. But it was in the midnight hour. Oh, man. And so if you look at this text, it says that the earth quaked because they begin to sing praises and hymns unto who? The Lord. But we don't know how long they were jailed. But let's assume before they got there, they were still beaten before they got put into the inner room. They tore their clothes off, which means it's a form of humiliation. God Almighty. After you doing something for the will of God, you getting humiliated. You being exposed for something you didn't do because you messing with the folks' bottom line. As long as they was keeping this possessed girl, they was making money off this soothsayer. But the Lord, when he shows up to atmospheres, he changes the environment. Things can't stay the same any longer. And so Paul and Silas, they found themselves in a situation. Usually, if you go in that type of location, you have to nearly be isolated. Now, you got to understand, there's a stench in that location. It don't smell good. I would go into certain city, parts of the city jail, and I remember it was 110 degrees in there. Folks were sweating badly. I was sweating badly. Birds was flying inside. Toilets were dirty. One phone call they can only make. But I'm ministering and I'm preaching the gospel with them. Souls got saved though. And so when you in those type of situations, I remember telling one cell block guy, I told him, I said, you know what? You could be in prison in the mind, even though you out on the earth. You don't have to be caged to be prison. You can be out here doing your life and still be in prison in the mind. So now understand this now. They in prison physically, but they wasn't spiritually. God Almighty. I've seen many people walking about their life, but they still damned and gloomed and bound in the mind because they not free. But Paul and Silas decided they're going to be free. They didn't let an inner jail location separate themselves from the love of God. So they began to sing. Don't tell us what they were singing. They began to shout. Maybe they were singing Amazing Grace, How Sweet It Sounds. Who knows? But whatever it was, it has some effect for heaven to open up. It kind of reminded me of both of them. It was like the Wonder Twins, deactivate. If y'all don't know that commercial, that cartoon. It was like they were deactivating one thing and activating another. God, y'all better get with me. If you don't get to a point where you can deactivate demonic spirits and activate the power of God at the same time, simultaneously, it will work. You and I do not have to pick which one we want to do. If you activate the power of God, you are deactivating the powers of Satan. Hallelujah. Let's go here in this text again. Verse 23. And when they had laid many stripes on them, didn't tell us how many stripes, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you got the presence of God on you, you can't keep no one secure. You can't keep no one bound when you got the glory on the inside of you. If you got a praise on the inside of you, you may not have no money in your account, but if you got a praise on the inside of you, you got what you need. And bottom line is what I'm trying to say to you, that praises open up certain portals on your behalf. And so it wasn't just Silas coming in agreement. Heaven also said, I want to be in agreement with this. When you and I begin to praise God, it's like God getting off his throne room and visit the earth. It wasn't like the angel came in and broke the jail. They said the praises did it so much so that the foundation started breaking. Let me tell you something. You can't build nothing without a foundation. So what did God do? He didn't tear the roof off. He tore the foundations up. Because in other words, he was saying that I'm not just going to destroy this building for now. I'm going to destroy this building moving forward. Do you know that your praises ain't just for you? It's for other people. So some of you who are gifted in praise, you don't know that your weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. The next verse says, pulling down the strongholds. They were in a stronghold situation. They could have murmured. They could have complained. They could have been sorry that they got their life saved. They could have been sorry because they cast out a spirit. But they didn't find themselves in that situation. What they decided to do, they transformed their mind. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. And so some of us, when we find ourselves in this kind of situation, what we do, we stress out. Most of us. We get depressed. Most of us. We find ourselves in a smelly jail. And in this location where they was isolated from the regular population. It was just two of them. Usually when you're in those type of locations, you don't live long. Because when you go into those type of locations, they won't even feed you. And if they do, they throw it through this little small portal, knowing it's scraps, just to punish you. You got to understand, visualize the type of location they were in. They wasn't in your nice home, in your nice location. They were in a stinky cell, man. But they didn't let that stop them. They decided that they was going to change the environment. I almost like their mind got caught up and they began to praise God so much so. He broke the foundations and not one thing. One thing happened after another. The shackles that they had on their feet began to unloose. Let me tell you something. When God getting ready to free you, he don't just do one. He do it many times over. Y'all see our vision board? Many times over. It went from one key chain to the next. You can hear the chains just unloosen one by one. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. It just seemed like it was unlocking. You know what? I don't want to get secular, but it's almost like, y'all remember that song with Ludacris? He said, if you move, I'll move. Just like that. I'll say that. I love that in a sense, because to me now, I see some spiritual connotation with that. If you move, he moves. If you stay still, he's going to stay still. If you bow, heaven is bound. But if you loose, heaven gets loosed. If you move, I'll move just like that. And it wasn't just one who moved, it was two. Y'all know the system. If one or two touch and agree, what the word says, I'll be in the midst. He don't have to show up physically. He's already there. Because what you did was you opened up heaven's window. Free jailer began to get free. It wasn't like they were singing. They was listening. Oh, man. If y'all singing properly and y'all listening properly, you can get free too. Lord have mercy. Yeah. So much, man, that the Bible says the jailer was afraid for his life. Typically, when you are warden in our day and age, or you are a sheriff, or you are a person that's overseeing jails and inmates and residents, your job is to make sure that every person is secure. And if you can't do that, you're going to be punished. And so not only in these days, they didn't just want to punish you, they was going to kill you. And so the jailer decided that he was going to take out his sword and he was going to kill himself. But before he got to do it, Paul says, stop. We ain't going nowhere. In other words, Paul says, even though we're free physically, we all are here in attendance. You got to get this. It wasn't like Paul says, I'm not trying to sneak out. I'm letting you know what God is doing. I ain't come just, you remember the story when I mentioned some time ago, you found yourself laid up in the hospital for a few days and you're wondering, why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? And most times if people misjudge you, they'll think that you're not living holy. The truth of the matter is you had to find her and she had to find you. And so when Paul and Silas found themselves in that situation, they had to find that jailer and all the rest of the residents that was locked up in Israel. You and I never go through stuff just because God feel like punishing. When God do allow you and I go through something, that's a ministry getting ready to get birthed.
Yeah.
Because when you find it, let me tell you, it didn't stop there. He says, son, the man that asked him, he was about to thrust himself with his own sword. He says, stop right there. We are all in attendance. That man came and he said, what must I do to be saved? Because it changed that man's life that night. Bible said he was sleeping, but it was one person who wasn't sleeping, the Almighty God. Do you know they was praising God on the second watch? I know y'all know about the fourth watch, but the second watch worked too. Because in the midnight hour, it was like 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. God Almighty. But the Bible says midnight. So we already know that's 12 a.m. Something took place. Something changed. Do not let nobody bound you from your singing and your praises. And your praises is not always convenient. Sometimes you're going to have to praise when it's not convenient. You and I, when we get to that place, we are unleashing, not just ministry, we're unleashing purpose, and we're unleashing other people who is in captivity. Don't let no one bind me again. Don't let the enemy bind you when you find yourselves in those type of situations. That means God says, I just want to see what you're willing to do. I'm not punishing you. I'm putting you in a situation because you're about to do something miraculously. Or matter of fact, you're about to let me do something miraculously. I don't even know if God had it on his schedule to come from heaven that night. But because something took place, it was like an aroma went to heaven. A sweet-smelling Savior. When you and I praise God properly, there's a sweet aroma that's supposed to go to his nostrils. So much so, he's supposed to get up off his throne room to come visit with his people, to free his people. And it wasn't that they paid to get out of jail. This wasn't Monopoly that day. It was their praises that did it. You don't know, man. You and I have so much power when we unleash our tongue and give God the glory. Most of us, what we want to do, we want to wait till we get the manifestation, then praise. When I went back into that computer and I saw that thing went through, I praised God. But here, I didn't wait till it was already activated. Because I got my Wonder Twin partner and we activated something that the heavens must have been pleased because this is the result. That's why I feel so bad for people who don't know God. Not only they don't know the Lord, but they don't know the principles they must apply to get certain things. You can know God just from coming to church, but I want to know God. I don't want to be like the children of Israel to know his acts only. I want to be like Moses to know his ways. Let me read this again. Verse 23, and when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison, and they fastened their feet. Look, man, they locking them up all kinds of ways. And in stocks. Typically, when you see those type of things, there was chains in between the bracelets. They even had a type of bracelet around their neck and their feet. So they was bound head and foot. But they, one thing that was not bound was their spirit. Because you can't limit the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Look, let's go on there. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, singing hymns to God, not to people. To God, not to people. I said they were singing to God, not to people. And when they were singing to God instead of the people got on board.
Yeah.
Sound familiar, Doc? And so it says, suddenly there came a great earthquake. Now, one thing about this now, the earthquake wasn't in all the region. It was just in that location. So what that tells me, it was only one location that was praising God. What was the rest of the region doing? How much darkness is around us? And how much light is in us? Because the light that you have on the inside of you, you can change darkness. Oh, man. Look, suddenly there came a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. Not some, all. Now, this was amazing because if you were in the inner room, that means you had to be in the part of the dungeon that was far away from the public. So you deep down in your bondage and your praises freed everyone else who's up front. Look at the kind of power your praise have. That you are in the back of the room. But it has some effect on the front of the room. Oh, man. I don't know if y'all really getting this. What I'm trying to say to you is that your praise don't have limitations. It don't have restrictions. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I believe they got free that day. But not only they got free, they freed other people with them. They didn't know the Lord up until they got free because they had an experience. Let me read on. Verse 27, and the keeper of the prison awakened from his sleep. Man, you can't sleep on a job, man. Seeing the prison doors open, supposing that the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice saying, do not hurt yourself. Do not harm yourself, for we are all still present. I'm just paraphrasing. Then he called for a light, ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and he said, sir, what must I do to be saved? I'm talking to my Zoom disciples. What must you do to be saved? So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, here's your instructions. And you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all that were in the house. And he took them in the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and immediately he fell and all his family were baptized. Over one praise and one hymn did all of this? That was a domino effect, see? One chip fell right after the other. Hallelujah. Let me go to another scripture. Let me mess around here. Well, look, let's go to Acts chapter 5. Let me start at verse 17. Let's read this together. Those of you who are lying, get to Acts chapter 5, verse 17. Let's read this together. Let's make sure we put this word on the inside of you. So if you find yourself in a situation, you know how to activate the power. Verse 17, then the high priest rose up and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, they were all filled with indignation and laid hands on the apostles, put them in a common prison. But at night, the angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. Do you see? Now, when you and I get free, we can't go back to the clubs with your testimony. When you and I get free, we supposed to continue to reach for more souls because the evidence is on your life now. You can't go back into the world when the Lord free you from something. Because if you do, I'm speaking prophetically, you will find yourself in a worse situation than you were before. Because you and I will not make the Lord look bad. When he free you and I from something, if your mind is not free, if your heart ain't free, if your body ain't free, you and I have to get to a place and a space where we can call on our Father. And it don't matter where you are. You should not be concerned how you sound, what you sound like. You have to be dead on there indignant about your praise. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. I'm getting ready to close the doors now, but I'm going to open another door. Pastor, you close service early.
Yeah.
Because the word was ministered. At the midnight hour. That's what they decided to do. They didn't allow themselves to be bound spiritually as well as physically. Over in Matthew chapter 28, the angel had another encounter where they asked Pontius Pilate, can we secure the tomb? Can we find some soldiers to secure the tomb? Because this liar, this deceiver said he would get up on the third day. And Pilate said, you find your own soldiers and you secure the tomb. So the jailers during that night, they were securing the tomb. And the angels came, earthquake took place, they moved the tomb, Jesus came up. It's amazing how sometimes when the enemy want to bound you in your worst hour, he know you're about to get free. Because why would he want to secure every part of your life at this juncture in your life? At this hour, he want to make sure everything is secure. You are already going to be on the horizon when you find yourself pressed against the wall, hard pressed. That's when your juices flow. Jesus. That's when the oil flows, when you find yourself hard pressed, where you can't even make a call or want to call anybody, when you don't want to be bothered with anybody, you don't want to talk to anybody because you're hard pressed. When the enemy makes you and I feel that way, something is about to shake up. What I'm trying to tell you, we want an earthquake. People run away from it. Let's run towards it. Because an earthquake breaks up some stuff that wasn't broken before. Hallelujah. Am I speaking or what? I see my brother and sister, they smiling. That means they found something in this. Good, because that's what God wants you to be. Something is getting ready to happen. Some of you haven't experienced it yet, but when you find yourself in the midnight hour in the crunches, that is our second watch. It is time to put your gospel, your God to work. Put him to work. Let that heavens open up on your behalf. If you and I find ourselves in those type of crunches, it ain't for us to get stressed out or depressed. Sometimes we do. But if you have somebody on your side that knows what's going on, the Bible tells me one can chase 1,000, But two can chase 10,000 of flights. I think we just need to learn how to get together and shake up some stuff. You and I can have more earthquake experience when we get together. Can you imagine most of us or the majority of us start to get in on that 3 a.m. on our fourth watch? What would happen if we be really truthful about one another and say, this is what I'm going through. This is where I am. I believe it was Brother SG, maybe in the first month when we did it, he was getting free from some stuff. What he was saying, though, he was telling you his truth. But if we can stop being so secretive about what we're dealing with, then you can get people to come into agreement with your faith, man. And so it can be an earthquake experience. And if we keep hiding from one another, then we're not going to get free. If you're going to be ashamed about what you're dealing with, I don't care if you're dealing with pornography. I don't care if you're struggling with alcohol. If you've got an addiction, express it. Get your brothers and sisters involved. You already know what we have. We got this 3 a.m. every morning, every Monday morning. Where are you? And the reason why you ain't free, because you choose not to be. It's a choice. It's just a simple choice. Paul and Silas had a choice. And their choice was they decided that they was not going to wait for the magistrates to determine their fate. They was put in jail illegally, first of all. The judge did not decide where they should be. In fact, I don't think they would even have a court appearance to go before a judge. So what that tells me is that it wasn't the judge's decision to let them out. It was the mighty judge to let them out. They already had their lawyer. His name was Jesus, the advocate and the Holy Spirit. The case that they brought to the judge was the praise. Oh, man, I don't know, man. They didn't bring a complaint. They brought the praise. You and I have the tools available. If we can learn a lockstep with each other, we can be free instead of trying to be so prideful with your prideful self, your deep self. I know you're on reserve, but there's certain things God says, I want you to get free. Put your business on Front Street so we can get free for real. And stop playing games. I'm tired of rolling that dice. I don't know, man. I need snake eyes. I need something. Snake eyes is one and one. That's two. I need some people who are going to come to agreement with me so they can praise God with me so my earthquake experience can take place right here, right now. If you move, I'll move just like that. Yeah. You give me permission, not me, the God in me, permission to move on your case when you give me something to move with. If you don't put nothing out there, how are you expecting a return? But if you always in a position where you always want God to do something, but you ain't willing to do what God is asking you to do, how are you expecting him to move? Just like that. Some things, I have to be honest, in some cases, sometimes you just gotta wait. Sometimes your praises may not do nothing instantaneously. Let me talk about that as well. Because oftentimes when you find yourself in that type of long journey, then maybe God is developing patience and characters in you. Because that means he wanna remove some of that stuff from you. Because if he free you, you ain't really free. In other words, what I'm saying is, if he free you, you're really not convinced that you're free. Meaning, I was talking about that crowd that go right back into the club after God freed them. Then you're not free. God want to make sure that when he free you, you are convinced it was him. So you don't go back to the club throwing your hands in the air. If it's less, it's praises. Hallelujah. So some of us have to experience a long journey, long haul of situations. And we battle. And we battle. And we get battle tested. And there's no relief after certain praises. And you say, well, what do I do? Just keep praising and keep being faithful and keep going through the journey, because you don't know what God is doing on the inside of you. When he usually do those type of things, he's building you up to become something you've never become before. Everyone want a quick fix with the microwave mentality. God says, get yourself in the oven and let me process you. You and I never want, some things we don't want a miracle. Sometimes we just want to go through so you can know who he is and know who you are in him. You are being battle tested if you find yourself in that long type of journey where praises ain't doing it, sowing ain't doing it, treating people with kindness ain't doing it. You just got to go through that long haul until God decide to bring you out. Because when he bring you out, you're going to know it's him. Because there's certain things your money can't pay for.
Yes, sir. Well,
if Paul and Silas had all the money in the world, that wasn't going to be the answer that night, that night. Obviously, their bank account wasn't in this situation. Now, they not the answer. The answer was in the praise for them. What we have to do is find a formula for what we're dealing with. Because sometimes we are thrown so much information, but sometimes that information is not working because it's not revelation. It's just information. When it becomes revelation, now you have opened up another portal. What they did was they tapped into something they didn't tap into before. I'm not quite sure if Paul was jailed before that or was he jailed after that, but I'm rest assured that he kept his whole posture in God, because he was able to write 2/3 of the gospel of the Testament. We wouldn't know about Romans 10:8-9. Confess the Lord Jesus. Do you believe in his heart that he rose from the dead? We wouldn't know about that if it wasn't for the Apostle Paul. We wouldn't know that all things work together for them that love God according to his purpose in 8:28 in Romans. We wouldn't know about Hebrews 11:1. We wouldn't know about Romans 12:1-2, beseech ye brother by the mercies of God. We wouldn't know nothing about that had that been for Paul's writings. Can I finish, Brandon? Hallelujah. Those type of things that you hear me say is because the Lord was building character in me. There were certain things that I had to go through for 8 to a 9-year period that God would not bring me out. I thought he was being unfair to me, see? It didn't look like the same God who called me years before. It's like God had a personality disorder. 1 minute you with me, God. And the next minute, you seem like you're against me. Why are you letting me go through this? Because there were certain praises that just wouldn't get me out. But I had to be faithful over the few things.
Yeah.
So he can make me ruler over the many. Because there's certain things in our lives that's fleshly. And it's not really out of us quick as it should be. So he has to remove you. And almost like he put Adam to sleep and he did operations so he can get Eve out of it. Oh, man. In other words, that was the operation, the first operation that you seen when he put the man to sleep. Because he said, I have to move some stuff around. I can't bring Eve out in this condition. Let God put you to sleep proper. When you go into a zone, when you go to a praise, sometimes you get out of time. You don't even know what time it is. Sometimes if you're in a room, you don't even know what side of the room you are. Before you know it, you're down the steps somewhere on the west side of you or the wing, or I'm not talking about, sometimes you are on another location and you're trying to figure out how did I get here? Because God was orchestrating your praise while you was in a zone.
Yeah.
Go through your house. Walk through it. Step by step. I'm talking to you too. Walk through your house. put some footprints around there, and you begin to praise God for the things you need. You praise him first to tell him how good he is. Tell him he's wonderful. Tell him he's mighty. Tell him that he can do the impossible. Walk through your land. Walk through it. I don't know. I know it looks crazy. Walk through it. That's what my wife and I did before we moved into where we live in now. We didn't have it on a dotted line. In fact, both of us didn't even have the job for the house, but we walked through it. We begin to praise God, and we begin to lift up holy hands. We begin to sing songs to him. And so much so that the lady said, I'll give you 90 days to close.
Yes.
60, pardon me, to close. That is not typical. I'm telling you, God want to show himself strong. He just need people who's going to march through certain locations and take some territory. You ain't taking it up. You're giving it up, but you want to make sure you don't have no aggravation in doing it. Hallelujah. I'm in the zone. Y'all forgive me. I'm sorry, but I'm trying to get some people free because people are afraid. They feel ashamed and they feel belittled. They feel bound. And because they see the situation, they don't know how they're going to come out of this. I'm giving you the portion now. You're going to come out with your praise. You're going to come out with your thanksgiving. Sometimes you don't ask God to do it first. You praise him and thank him for it first. It's a step-by-step process. Booklet for you forget. You're going to change history when you do it his way. It's a step-by-step. It's not asking God to do it. It's praising him already that it's done. It's a trick, but it works. Hallelujah. Who's going to come out from being ashamed amongst yourself today? That we're going to praise God to jump up in here. Up in here. Up in here. We are going to lose our mind. Up in here. Pastor, why are you getting secular? Because that's how some of y'all can relate to me.
Yeah.
We got to lose our mind up in here from time to time. He lost his mind. He said, bring me outside. To my kingdom riders, meet me outside. We got to keep it real, man, because we're so fake and phony. We always under false pretense, and we're ashamed to be our best version of ourselves because we're so strapped up. The church has made us feel that way, that you had to be on a certain status to be a part of. I want the have-nots so they become the haves. I want the one who's overlooked, pushed aside. You don't have nothing in you. I'm tired of those ones wearing a collar telling you and to determine who belongs in the kingdom. You would never see me wear a collar, not another day in my life. Because they just took away what it's supposed to meant. I used to wear one many years ago. I ain't doing it no more. Far as I go, it's a suit and a tie. Hallelujah. I'm looking for some people who are going to come and praise God with me. And believe God for some things. And some people don't believe in God. So I'm not going to pray over you. We're going to praise God like we should. If you're trying to come out some stuff, if you stay where you are, so be it. Don't say you didn't get this word. But I know for a fact, the kind of word that we got tonight, some people are dealing with some crisis. They got some stuff in the way. And I'm telling you, what's happening is limitations already set in stone. But you're going to bust limitations all open with your praises. With your praise and sell. You're going to take the limits off with your praise and sell. It don't make sense. You're not speaking a regular language, but I'm going to get in my praise on. Because I need God to move just like that. If you move, I move just like that. With my kingdom riders, meet me outside. My street ballers, meet me outside. Yeah, the devil's going to make you lose your mind. But if he makes you lose it, then he'll make you gain it at the same time. Because when you lose your mind, you go into another characteristic to the point they said you lost your mind. And they label you to have something that you really don't have. Because in that situation, you really lost your mind. You can't be normal when you lose your mind. You got to be damn near indignant. Sorry, but I got to get free here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be comfortable because the kind of praise that God is looking for, it can't be all cheap. I got to get free.
Yeah.
And I'm not waiting for you to sing to me to get free.
Jesus, man.
I'm not going to wait for a popular song to get me rolling. Because Paul and Silas did not have no instruments in that inner room. All they had was their voice. They was chained, but their voice was free. Lord have mercy. Oh, man, I hope y'all getting blessed over there in our Zoom in. I'm telling you, if you are dealing with a crisis, you got to get free. But and I know so what happens with some of y'all, well, I don't deserve it. Neither do you deserve where you stay, where you are now. When you feel like you don't deserve greatness, that means you deserve it. I want to get people to get their hands up and begin to praise the Lord with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're going to praise the Lord right now. We're going to shake up the atmosphere.
Lord,
thank you, Lord, for our earthquake experience. We're going to praise you, God, for the things that we feel so embarrassed about. We're going to lift you up, God, because we know that you are worthy. You are awesome, God. There are no limitations on who you are. You are phenomenal. You are extraordinary.
Yes.
You are worthy. You are awesome. There's no one like you, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to praise him no matter what.
Yes.
When you're having suicidal thoughts, praise him.
Yes.
When you're having a mental breakdown, praise him.
Yes.
When you're having a shortage of finances, sometimes you just got to praise him.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When the bills are long, but the finances are short, I'm going to praise him. Because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, no.
Your praises is going to take you from one realm to the next realm. If my praises can have a domino effect on you, then that means something took place. If your praises can do the same for me, but what if we can do it for one another?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
And some of us really have really serious hardships and we don't know the answer. We just have a question without the answer. The question is, you are you willing to stay where you are? And the answer is, you don't have to. If you can stop being so into yourself, so prideful, pretending to be someone you're not, acting like you have something you really don't have, because my freedom is not determined on my perception. I'm in a fight of my life right now. Because sometimes I don't know if I'm going to go left or go right. But my scripture tells me if I stand still and wait for the Lord, my salvation will have his way. When you can't go further and you can't go backward, just stand still. Plant yourself right where you are. Give yourself away. Pastor, you don't know how serious this is. No, you don't know who God is. Pastor, you don't know the dilemma. No, you don't know how God is. Yeah, the devil works, but God works too. And the scripture tells me, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Separate your mind from your body and bring your soul along with it.
Yes.
Mind, body, soul. Oh, y'all get it. Leave your body behind and escape your body and go to a praise zone. I'm going to get free, and I declare it right now in this house that we're going to praise the Lord like we've never praised him before in this house. This is the house of the Lord. We're going to get free right here. Satan, you can't have these people. You can't have our Zoom disciples. Right? You can't have people, places, and things that are connected to their life. You can't have their finances either. You can't have the purpose either. You can't have their identity either. You can't have the plans that the Lord have for them either.
That's not.
Yeah. I'm telling you, devil, what you cannot have. The Lord rebuke you this hour. Anybody you got bound under my leadership, I command you to loose them right now.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. That's all.
I'm taking the limits off.
Yes,
I'm taking the limits off. My money is not going to label me.
Yes, boss.
I'm free. I'm delivered. Now, you got a real crisis, but I'm telling you, just praise him.
What?
Praise him. Lift him up. Tell him how wonderful he is.
Yeah.
Express to him. He know you're tired, but your spirit is not tired. Your spirit knows how to dance. Your spirit knows how to shout.
Yes.
Your spirit knows how to praise.
Yes, Lord.
Your spirit don't quit. Everything else might quit around you, but your spirit don't know how to quit. Just activate it. Activate it, Wonder Twins. Activate it. Activate your praise. Activate. Activate.
Yeah.
I'm activating the power of God that's on the inside of me to give him his just due praise. Do you know for some of you, he's allowing the situation to happen so he can get the praise out of you? He's allowing it on purpose. The same way he allowed First Lady to be laid up in the hospital for many days. So she could come in contact with Sister C.
Oh, God.
It was all about the connection. The demons thought they were doing her a disservice by letting her body go through what it was going through for the month of February.
Yeah.
But March, she marched her way out. And I'm trying to tell you, if you praise God, you can march your way out. And I'm telling you, when the Lord free you, don't go back. Don't go back and get comfortable either. Take it to the next level. Take those praises, take that worship, take that ministry to the next level. Do not go back, Ray. Do not go back. Go to the next level with your praise.
Yeah.
It's going to allow other people to get birthed. We got so churchy that we worried about how people is going to perceive us the way we sound. Instead of just being free the way the Holy Spirit give it to you. We're trying to press people, but not pressing God. Our service is not to get you to be happy when we sing. It's to please him, to get him to move. Can I get secular one more time, y'all? I was being rock and roll song, Move the Crowd. Yeah. I know y'all not gonna remember this. But I found out that you could move the crowd just in a different way. Talking to my old heads, they know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Move the crowd. It only moves when he comes down after he's invoked. Somebody gotta be willing to invoke him enough that they're not ashamed to praise him.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Don't be in no comparison who sound better than who. Just praise him for the glory of God and let him move. You could have the most skillful voice, but I got the most pure anointing. Who you think gonna win? Praise him, people. I'm talking to my disciples on the Zoom. Praise him.
Lord.
Praise him.
Lord.
Praise him.
Lord.
Thank you.
Lord. The pastor just gave you an answer. Praise him.
Yeah.
Praise him.
Yeah.
Praise him.
Yeah.
Let him know he's God. He already know it, but he wants you to know it. I got to go back to this again. If you move, he'll move. And he'll do it just like that.
Yeah.
God Almighty.
Yeah.
I got anybody who want to give their life to Jesus? You are welcome to stick your thumbs up if you on Zoom. You want to give your life to Jesus. You heard what the scripture says. That man who was jailed, who was overseeing the jail, was about to kill himself. Because he knew if he would have let those people go free, they would have killed him. Not the jailers, but the magistrates. So he was scared. He was fearful of his life. And Paul stopped him. No, that is not the answer. You see, the connection wasn't for him to commit suicide. It was to give his life so his whole family can get saved. That's the kind of power God wants every last one of you in here listening to me to have. That he wants you to affect your environment, your community, your classroom, your work environment. He wants you to change destinies. So he needs somebody he can trust to put his lifeline in you. That you're not walking around like you don't serve a God.
Yeah.
You serve a mighty, mighty God who do not know how to lose. Be open to what you may be giving up because you don't know what's on the other side. And see, what happens is sometimes we think we're taking a loss because all we see is the beginning. Because we don't see the ladder, we only see the beginning. But as my praises is going to allow me to see a little bit further. And if you don't see it, you'll have a peace.
Yeah,
that if you walk into that tunnel, no matter what it look like, it's going to be fine. I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I serve an awesome God.
Yeah.
I sowed enough seeds that God already put my seed for the future. You know what the Lord cannot deal with a person walking in fear? He said it was like a sneer. What is a sneer? That's how they used to catch birds. And what is the most fascinating about a bird? They fly. If you catch them, they can't flap their wings. That's what the enemy wants to do, is cut your wings off, keep from flying. That's what a sneer is for. Fly away. You're not limited no longer.
Fly away.
Flap your wings. It's going to be a little unsettled in the beginning. Flap them wings. Because once you start flapping, then you'll keep it at a steady pace where you're soaring. Like an eagle.
Ooh.
So in the flapping is nervousness because you're trying to get your bearing straight. I'm speaking to somebody right now. It's up to you to receive it. Because in the beginning, you don't know what's going to happen. It's like door one, door two. Which door do I go to? Go through the door the Lord says, oh, I opened for you. I already opened the door for you. Walk in it. Walk in it. And some of us, we are so afraid to take the steps because all we are familiar with is what we have in our hand. It's what's not in your hand. Not what's in your hand. The Lord ready to take us, man, to another level. He don't like us to be bound. He's not being a good parent if we bow. And we're not being a good child if we choose to be bad. I want to walk in my ultimate power and the power that he gave me. But if I'm walking in fear, I can never get there. I'm going to be that sneer. Each time you get ready to flap your wings, it catches you. The Lord says, soar. Walk through the door that I've opened. Because what's going to happen is, regardless if you do it or not, the Lord says, I'm going to shut a door so you can't go in that door. So I'm going to open up a door that you're going to know that is me, even if you don't think it's me. It's me. It's me. It's me. It's me. The Lord ready to move and sweep some stuff out of your life that's been holding you down for a long time. And sometimes we don't want to give up something that we're not familiar with because it's fear. God says, I don't want you to be bound. Give it up and let me begin in you the good work. Because I'm ready to perform. I'm ready to show myself strong to my children because they think I'm a lie. The news get enough coverage, but I'm not in it. Our news is our testimony. And we're not going to go back and keep going back. Because the Lord says, I have no pleasure in a soul that draws back. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37. I have no pleasure in that soul. I need you to catapult to the next level because I'm ready to cultivate some. Some. Didn't say all. I said some. I'm ready to cultivate some stuff. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to dance. And I got to do it through a body. Can I use you? Can I use you? Can I have my way in you? Can you trust me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? Can you just allow me to be Jehovah Jireh in your life? Can you allow me to do that? Don't handcuff me another day, another hour, another minute. Don't handcuff me because I can't be God if you handcuff me. Trust in the Lord at all your life. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he shall direct your paths. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Let him use you. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. You praise him. Praise him. He want to bring people out of stuff that they didn't think they can bring. They can bring. They was even privileged to come out of or they don't feel like deserved. He want to bring you out. He want to bring you out. My question is, do you really want to come out? Now, coming out really means something you and I have to do. It's a prerequisite that you and I must do in coming out. Let me say it a different way. Are you ready to be introduced to the new you? You're going to find out in this new term that you didn't know this about you. You're going to say, wow, I had these earthly treasures inside of me. I didn't know this about me. To be honest with you, sometimes we can't find out about ourselves until we go into the middle of an ocean where there's no land nearby. Just like the disciples, they caught fish for a little bit on the fourth watch, but he showed up in the time they needed.
Yeah.
They cried out for fear. And he asked them, where's your faith? You even need faith just to praise him.
Yes.
Truthfully, we do. Because praise has got to come from somewhere. They had enough faith to praise him in that cell block D. There's many cell blocks. You got the D block, you got the C block. But they wasn't in any of those letters. They was in an isolated location. They were where the mass murders were being. Just for casting out spirit. Are you in trouble because you did something for the glory of God and you think God is punishing you? God said, I'm just setting you up. I have some people who want to give their life to Jesus. I want to give you that opportunity. For those of you online, you want to stick your thumbs up and say, Pastor, I've never given my life to Jesus, but I'm going to try this God that you're talking about. I'm going to try this Jesus you're talking about. Sure enough, if the jailer, the overseer of the jailer can give his life, the one with the sword who's about to thrust himself and commit suicide and leave his family, sure enough, who are me? I could do it too. Hallelujah. There's a sweet spirit in here. It's almost like it picked up from Wednesday night Bible study. There's a sweet spirit in this place. I hope y'all experiencing that sweet spirit in your home, because the Lord don't have no limitations. He can come to Connecticut. He can come to Jacksonville. He can come to North Carolina. He can come to all those locations that you are. Y'all don't know. We got plenty of people in different cities. No limits. No limits. No more limits. I'm taking the limits off. I'm going to tell you something. If your enemies are doing anything to you, they're going to have to repay. Did you notice the jailer took them home and he began to wipe their sores down? He was apologetic for the situation they were in. Your enemies are going to apologize to you for treating you wrong. They're going to have to do something for you. They got to pay back. Let me tell you another thing. I'm going to speak and then I'm going to close this out. They're going to pay back the years the canker worm and the palmer worm have eaten. That's in Joel chapter 2, verse 21, where the canker worm have eaten, the palmer worm have eaten. I'm going to restore the locusts. In other words, for some of who've been dealing with months and years and weeks of famine and tribulation, the Lord says, I'm going to restore all that back to you. It's like retroactive pay. There's going to be some money that's going to find some of y'all that's been owed to you that you didn't even know was in the storehouse. I'm trying to get out of here. I'm trying my best, but we all right. It's Father's Day. We're celebrating the Father.
Yes.
Amen. We're celebrating the Father. We want that sweet spirit of rest on you. Take it home with you. Take that spirit home. Don't leave it here. Don't leave him here. It's not an it. Leave him here. Take him home with you. Take him into the palaces. Take him into your courtyard. Take him into your bedchamber. Take him with you on that truck. Take him to the work. Take him everywhere you need to take him. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Take him with you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You are mighty, God. Thank you for the sweet spirit in this place. We thank you in advance for what you're doing in the midst of your people. Thank you for the locations. Thank you for the setup. Thank you for the shift. Thank you for the new jobs. Thank you for the new homes. Thank you for the new business adventures. Thank you in advance for the resources. Thank you for the kind of influence you're going to give me so I can have the kind of influence I need for your people. Thank you for everything that was working against me will work for me. Thank you in advance. Thank you that the drama that's in my life will be turned to laughter. I'm going to sing songs to you on purpose, Lord. I'm generating a harvest with my praise. A sweet spirit in this place. May the spirit of the Lord rest on you now from where you are. May he flow and sit up on your shoulders. May he rest on your mind. May you go to bed tonight at peace. May you have real rest so you can be ready for this 3 a.m. fourth watch in the morning to put your praise in gear. In Jesus' name, we're going to close out. God bless you. Amen. We're going to get ready for our announcements. Amen.